there's no place like home for the holidays. And no matter how far away you roam, if you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can.
Welcome back to Horror for the Holidays, Stocking Stuffer Edition. I'm Jeff Searcy.
Jeff, I don't know. This is Jay Logson, by the way. I don't know if I ever want to eat anything again. We're still thinking about Oreo Thanksgiving.
Oreo Gate 2025. You know what, Jay?
RFK Jr.'s on something.
I was going to say, I think RFK might be right. I think these processed foods have gone too far.
Guys, I told you my brain worm said not to eat Oreos.
He was right. I can still smell these fucking things. I can still taste these things, Jay. They're terrible.
No, it's real bad. All right, let's...
All right, anyway, I'm going to try to forget that my mouth still tastes like whatever that terrible flavor is. And we're talking about another terrible creepypasta because people seem to like the first one. So here we go. This one is Squidward Suicide.
A classic.
Yes, I remember reading this about this way back. Probably when it first came out, I'm guessing.
That's the thing. You and I are like lost media fans.
Yes.
And so like, sorry, I'm moving the Joe Bob cooler back. Poor Joe Bob cooler. It kind of smells like Thanksgiving Oreos.
Oh God.
But no, like we're lost media fans. We kind of, you know, we like WNUF. We like Late Night with the Devil. You know, we kind of like that thing. And so you would think like, oh, like early kind of lost media idea for creepypasta. Like, no, this is bad.
It's... You'll see. Let's begin, shall we? SpongeBob title card, Jay. Squidward Suicide. In Christmas colors.
Oh, yep. Perfect for this time of year.
I just want to start off by saying, if you want an answer at the end of this, prepare to be disappointed, much like ATM.
Because the Nickelodeon company's trying to hide this from you. You don't get to know the truth
about Squidward killing himself.
Yeah.
There just isn't one.
Because I made it up.
I was an intern at Nickelodeon Studios for a year in 2005 for my degree in animation. It wasn't paid, of course. It never is. Most internships aren't, but it did have some perks beyond education. To adults, it might not seem like a big one. You were an adult if you were doing a college right. intern, but whatever. To adults, it might not seem like a big one, but most kids at the time would shit themselves over it. Yeah, I'm shitting myself. I gotta
work at Nickelodeon. I just shit my drawers.
Get to go to. I'm assuming at least 18, probably 19 years old, yes. And I'm shitting my drawers over getting to go work at Nickelodeon Studios. Okay. Now, since I worked directly with the editors and animators, I got to view the new episodes days before they aired. I'll get right to it without giving too many unnecessary details. Well, you've pretty much already failed at that. You could have just started with this. They have very recently made the SpongeBob movie, and the entire staff was somewhat sapped of creativity, so it took them longer to start up the season.
Sounds like the regular, like SpongeBob now that, not Bill Fagerbach, the creator of SpongeBob passed away.
Steven Hildeberg.
Yeah. Drained of creativity.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Have you seen modern SpongeBob episodes, Jeff? They're literally like repeating classic plots and just doing
the same
like
ones again. Yeah. So it took them longer than normal to start up the season, but the delay lasted longer for more upsetting reasons. There was a problem with the Series 4 premiere that set everyone and everything back for several months. First of all, no. Nickelodeon wouldn't allow that to happen.
Right.
If these people weren't making episodes, they'd fire them and bring in new people. Me and two other interns were in the editing room along with the lead animators and sound editors for the final cut. we received the copy that was supposed to be Fear of a Krabby Patty.
Ah, classic episode.
And gathered around the screen to watch. Now, given that it isn't final yet, animators often put a mock-up title card, sort of an inside joke for us, with phony, sometimes lewd titles such as How Sex Doesn't Work instead of Rockabye Bivalve when SpongeBob and Patrick adopt a sea scallop. Oh, I see we have a real SpongeBob enjoyer here.
I've heard of barrel trusted, but never box trusted.
Oh, my God. You know, so we know this is a real fan, Jay, and this is totally relevant detail you need to put in.
Yep.
We're not including any unnecessary details, Jay, as was previously stated.
And then three teens hop a fence and start shooting people on skateboards.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry.
It's a nice neighborhood. Nothing particularly funny, but work-related chuckles. Oh, yeah. How Sex Doesn't Work is a work-related yep. chuckle, yeah.
I feel like someone might be getting a call from HR if that...
yeah. No, well, no one outside of work could possibly find that funny either, Jay. That's a little inside joke. Nobody makes sex jokes except for at work.
Yeah. Yep.
Nothing particularly funny, but work-related chuckles. So when we saw the title card, Squidward Suicide, we didn't think it was anything more than a morbid joke. As you shouldn't.
And then the ring tape started playing!
Oh, boy. One of the interns did a small throat laugh at it. The happy-go-lucky music plays as is normal. Oh, thank God. I love all these necessary details we're getting, Jay. The opening credits read five names. Madison Richards, Andrew Skinner, Paul McLeod, Trent Henley, and Dylan Grant. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you for letting us know that. The story began with Squidward practicing his clarinet, hitting a few sour notes like normal.
A few?
Yeah. He can't play at all, but whatever. And we hear SpongeBob laughing outside, and Squidward stops, yelling at him to keep it down as he has a concert that night and needs to practice.
SpongeBrain, I got a concert tonight. Sorry, Squidward.
SpongeBob says okay and goes to see Sandy with Patrick.
Let's go see Sandy. Okay.
The bubble splash screen comes up. Wow, I love these. You know, in case you haven't seen an episode of SpongeBob, but you clicked on Squidward's Suicide, Jay. The bubble splash screen comes up, and we see the ending of Squidward's concert. This is when things begin to seem off. While playing, a few frames repeat themselves, but the sound doesn't. At this point, sound is synced up with animation, so yes, that's not common. Even though this isn't the final cut, so why yep. would they be doing all this? But when he stops playing, the sound finishes as if the skip never happened.
Ooh.
Oh my God, I'm fucking horrified. There is a slight murmuring in the crowd before they begin to boo him. Not normal cartoon booing that is common in the show, but you could very clearly hear malice in it. Boo!
Boo!
Boo! Boo!
Fuck you, Squidward!
Squidward fucking suck!
I'm gonna fucking kill you, Squidward, you piece of shit!
Oh, damn, that is malignant booing.
Learn to play the clarinet, you asshole!
Oh my God, he was right.
He's a terrible cashier at the Krusty Krab!
Oh man, that's deep.
Et cetera, so on and so forth.
Squidward's in full frame and looks visibly afraid, you know, instead of pissed off like Squidward would be. The shot goes to the crowd with SpongeBob in center frame, and he too is booing, very much unlike him.
Go fuck yourself, Squidward.
That's like Tom Kenny off screen.
I'm gonna fuck you with a chainsaw.
That isn't the oddest thing, though, Jay. What is odd, I'm glad you're telling us, is everyone had, and say it with me for all you creepypasta fans out there,
hyper-realistic
eyes. Hyper-realistic eyes, ladies and gentlemen.
There it is.
We got it. Very detailed, period. Yeah, if they were hyper-realistic, I would assume they would be detailed, yes.
The hyper-realistic eyes. They were not very detailed. They were just two circles with dots in the middle of them.
Clearly not shots of real people's eyes, but something a bit more real than CGI. So what the fuck are we talking about here?
Like photos? And,
are we
and
rotoscoping the eyes? What are we doing here? The pupils. We're red.
Dun, dun, dun.
Some of us looked at each other, obviously confused. But since we weren't the writers, we didn't question its appeal to children yet. Oh,
kids
yeah.
Kids will love this, guys.
Kids love this kind of shit. The shot goes to Squidward sitting on the edge of his bed, looking very forlorn. I mean, that's not out of character.
And it plays like the sad, like Squidward.
The view out of his porthole window is of a night sky, so it isn't very long after the concert. The unsettling part is at this point, there is no sound. Literally no sound. Not even the feedback from the speakers in the room. It's as if the speakers were turned off, though their status showed them working perfectly. Oh my God, Jay. It's working perfectly. Are you getting scared yet?
My hairs are on end.
He just sat there blinking in the silence for 30 seconds.
He just sat there menacingly.
Then he started to sob softly. He put his hands, parentheses tentacles, over his eyes and cried quietly for a full minute more. All the while, a sound in the background, very slowly growing from nothing to barely audible. It sounded like a slight breeze through a forest.
Okay.
Don't ask me, Jay. I don't know. The screen slowly begins to zoom in on his face. By slow, I mean it's only noticeable if you look at the shots 10 seconds apart, side by side. Some real animator shit going on in here, Jay. His sobbing gets louder, more full of hurt and anger. The screen then twitches a bit, as if it twists in on itself for a split second, then goes back to normal.
Wait, you couldn't hear him, and then you couldn't hear anything, and then you could hear him sobbing?
Yes.
But there was also a breeze.
And the screen is twitching. Yeah. The wind through the trees sound gets slowly louder and more severe, as if a storm is brewing somewhere. The eerie part is the sound, and Squidward sobbing sounded real.
I mean, yeah, he's a voice actor.
As like, if the sound wasn't coming from the speakers, but as if the speakers were holes the sound was coming through from the other side. You know, like a speaker.
From the SpongeBob dimension. We opened a gateway into the SpongeBob dimension. We're unable to close it.
Literally. I want to just reread that again. The eerie part is this sound, and Squidward's sobbing sounded real, as if the sound wasn't coming from the speakers, but as if the speakers were holes the sound was coming through from the other side. You know, like a speaker. It's
like a speaker.
Yeah, it's a hole where sound is coming through. Yeah. As good as sound as the studios likes to have, they don't purchase the equipment to be that good to produce sound of that quality.
All right.
First of all, what the fuck? Did you have a stroke in the middle of that sentence? And number two, I'm pretty sure Nickelodeon probably has the best sound capturing equipment you could buy. They're doing lots of cartoon voice acting work. Pretty sure they have top of the line stuff.
You would think, yeah.
Not like our garbage setup. Yeah, they're recording.
They've got two little like PC like speakers from like the 2000s.
They have two Pod P4s and two $30 microphones. All right. So anyway, yes, a multi-million-dollar studio couldn't possibly have good sound quality. But now, below the sound of the wind and sobbing, very faint, something sounded like laughing. It came at odd intervals and never lasted more than a second, so you had a hard time pinning it. Parentheses, we watched this show twice, so pardon me if things sound too specific, but I've had time to think about them. Parentheses. He realized his story sounds ridiculous at this point. After 30 seconds of this, the screen blurred and twitched violently, and something flashed over the screen as if a single frame had been replaced, which you couldn't see with the naked eye, by the way. A single frame
being replaced. Because what, 30 frames per second usually? Like,
yeah. The lead animation editor paused and rewound frame by frame. What we saw was horrible. It was a still photo of a, let's hear it, Jay.
Hyper-realistic?
No.
Oh.
It's the other thing that's always in these.
Oh, shit.
It was a still photo of a,
is it like something smiling? Like
dead teeth? Child.
Oh.
A classic dead child.
Yeah.
He couldn't have been more than 6. Weird that you picked that out, but okay. 6 is a very specific age to pick out from a photo. I would have said like 5 to 7, or maybe like 5 to 8.
four to eight.
He was like, six. The face was mangled and bloody, one eye dangling over his upturned face. Popped. Oh, boy. He was naked down to his underwear.
Oh.
His stomach crudely cut open, and his entrails lay beside him. He was laying on some pavement that was probably a road.
All right.
Question mark. Probably. A road. I don't know. The most upsetting part. Oh, more upsetting than that. Yeah. A dead child with his entrails strewn all over the pavement.
And his eye popped out. Yeah.
The most upsetting part was that there was a shadow of the photographer. There was no crime tape, no evidence tags or markers, and the angle was completely off for a shot designed to be evidence. It would seem the photographer was the person responsible for the child's death. We were, of course, mortified, but pressed on, hoping that that was just a sick joke.
Let's just keep watching this, guys.
The screen flipped back to Squidward, still sobbing, louder than before, and only half in frame. There was now what appeared to be blood running down his face from his eye. The blood was done in a hyper-realistic style. Looking as if you touched it, you'd get blood on your fingers. Wow. Crazy.
Like blood?
Yeah. You know, if it's not realistic blood, that wouldn't get on your fingers.
Yeah.
The wind sounded now as if it were that of a gale blowing through the forest. There were even snapping sounds of branches. Even that, Jay. Does this know no depths? The laughing, a deep baritone, lasting at longer intervals and coming more frequently. After about 20 seconds, the screen again twisted and showed a single framed photo. The editor was reluctant to go back. We all were, but he knew he had to. Does he? Does he really have to do this? This time the photo was that of what appeared to be a little girl, no older than the first child. She was laying on her stomach, her barrettes in a pool of blood next to her. Her left eye, too, was popped out and popped. Oh, good. I was worried it was just popped out, but it was also popped. And she was naked except for her underpants. Her entrails were piled on top of her above another crude cut along her back. Hard to get to your entrails that way, but okay. Again, the body was on the street and the photographer's shadow was visible. Very similar in size and shape to the first. I had to choke back vomit. And one intern, the only female in the room, ran out. The show resumed.
Didn't they say one of the writers was a woman?
Nah, don't worry about it, Jay. After 5 seconds after this second photo played, well, what a great sentence, Squidward went silent, as did all sound. Like it was when this scene started. Yeah, you remember back then, Jay, when the scene started three paragraphs ago? I remember. He put his tentacles down and his eyes were now done in
hyper-realistic fashion.
Hyper-realism like the others were in the beginning of the episode.
But they were also red.
Are you like fucking scared yet, Jay? Are you fucking scared?
I'm terrified.
You should be. They were bleeding, bloodshot, and pulsating.
Menacingly.
He just stared at the screen as if watching the viewer. After about 10 seconds, he started sobbing, this time not covering his eyes. The sound was piercing and loud. Apparently the sound's back now. And most fear-inducing of all is his sobbing was mixed with screams. Well, I don't know about you, Jay, but I'm terrified. Tears and blood were dripping down his face at a heavy rate. The wind sound came back. Oh, thank God. I was worried we'd lost it. And so did the deep voice laughing, and this time the still photo lasted for a good 5 frames. The animator was able to stop it on the 4th and backed up. This time the photo was of a boy about the same age, but this time the scene was different.
Oh, well, all right.
The entrails were being pulled out from a stomach wound by a large hand. The right eye popped and dangling, blood trickling down. The animator proceeded. It was hard to believe, but the next one was different, but we couldn't tell what.
So how'd you know it was different?
Who knows, Jay? He went on to the next. Same thing. He went back to the first and played them quicker, and I lost it. I vomited on the floor, the animating and sound editors gasping at the screen. The five frames were not as if they were five different photos. They were played out as if they were frames from a video, which this is, right. So why would that be? Whatever. We saw the hand slowly lift out the guts. We saw the kid's eyes focus on it. We even saw two frames of the kid beginning to blink. The lead sound editor told us to stop. He had to call in the creator to see this. Mr. Hillenberg arrived. Within about 15 minutes, he was confused as to why he was called down there, so the editor just continued the episode. Once the few frames were shown, all screaming, all sound again stopped. Squidward was just staring at the viewer, full frame of his face, for about 3 seconds. The shot quickly panned out, and a deep voice said, "Do it. Do it." And we see in Squidward's hands a shotgun. I'm proud of the author. This time he didn't put hands parentheses tentacles. I think he understands now that Squidward has tentacles. That's good.
Squidward tennis balls.
He immediately puts the gun in his mouth and pulls the trigger. Oh, boy.
Is it going to be hyper-realistic brains?
Realistic blood and brain matter splatters the wall behind him. And his bed, and he flies back with the force. The last 5 seconds of the episode show his body on the bed on his side, one eye dangling on what's left of his head above the floor, staring blankly at it. Then the episode ends.
What I learned is Bill Fagerbach's a serial killer, and he's been hiding the evidence in episodes of SpongeBob.
I would believe it. Mr. Hillenberg was obviously angry at this. He made the episode. Why would he be angry? Right. He demanded to know what the hell was going on. Most people left the room at this point. No, never before. They all leave at this point. Well, episode.
Well, I gotta see what happens.
So it was just a handful of us to watch it again. He's so horrified he's watching it again. Viewing the episode twice only served to imprint the entirety of it in my mind and cause me horrible nightmares. Oh, yeah, the first time wouldn't have done that. I'm sorry I stayed. The only theory we could think of was the file was edited by someone in the chain from the drawing studio to here. The CTO was called in to analyze when it happened. The analysis of the file did show it was edited over by new material. However, the timestamp of it was a mere 24 seconds before we began viewing it.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm so fucking frightened. All equipment involved was examined for foreign software and hardware, as well as glitches. As if the timestamp may have glitched and not showed the wrong time, but everything checked out fine. We don't know what happened, and to this day, nobody does. Well, yeah.
I still don't.
You don't know what happened, and nobody does. There was an investigation due to the nature of the photos, but nothing came of it. No child scene was identified, and no clues were gathered from the data involved, nor the physical clues in the photos. I never believed in unexplainable phenomena before, but now that I have something happen and I can't prove anything about it beyond anecdotal evidence, I always think twice about things. And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Squidward suicide.
Well, Jeff, do you have a good creepypasta to recommend?
You know, there's so many good ones. What did I recommend last time? Mother Horse Eyes.
I think you that maybe Barrasco, but
Barrasco, yeah.
But right before the last one, because what doesn't it become like human trafficking at the end? It kind of gets stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Part five it's weird. But no, I would recommend The Spire in the Woods.
Ooh, that's a solid one.
Yeah,
I like that. I don't remember its name. The one about like the wife like playing hide and seek with the husband, and she like keeps being like, "I can see you" and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's called "I Can See You." Even I don't know.
I don't know. I can might look it up real quick.
But that one's always stuck with me. Another one I like is Tommy Taffy.
Yeah.
Content warning for child abuse and stuff.
Abuse. pedophilia, etc.
Yeah.
Let me see. I know exactly the one you're talking about. Also, there's like one that's called like my wife. There's my wife and my husband are taking the role play too seriously. Those are pretty good ones, even though you wouldn't think so by the title. Pen pal. Pen pal's another.
Pen pal's a good one.
Yeah. What is that thing? I know, because, yeah, my wife's been peeking at me from around corners.
Yes.
That's the one. Yeah.
There are so many moments in that one that, like...
genuinely scary moments. Yep. But it kind of falls down a little bit at the end, but it's pretty good. No, I agree.
Well, Jeff, real fast, as we're approaching Christmas week,
Jay's having problems from these Oreos.
Anaconda's coming out with, yes. People keep talking about people who are going to be in this. People are talking about Jack Black and Paul Rudd. And I don't hear anyone talking about, Jeff, the fact that the reason for the season is Steve Zahn. Steve Zahn's going to be in Anaconda. Oh, that's the most important reason to go see this movie. Great and everything. Joyride, classic. Night Train, a movie we'll get to at some point because it takes place at Christmas. Steve Zahn, he's great and everything.
Well, there
it's
you
a
go.
Saving Silverman reunion. Him and Jack Black were both in Saving Silverman.
Well, there you go. There's a J Logs and recommendation for you.
Yeah. Check out Steve Zahn stuff. Anyways, for our next episode, we'll be doing Krampus, the Michael Dougherty movie.
It's about damn time. But you know who's not going to be in the new Anaconda that should be, Jay? Take a guess.
Betty White?
No.
Oh. She's in the... Or is that the other thing that she's in?
She's in Lake Placid.
Lake Placid, okay.
But who do you think would be in this, Jay?
Sir Mix-a-Lot?
No.
Oh.
We're talking about John Voight, of course. The original Anaconda Hunter.
That's fair. That's a good point.
He's probably not going to be in it.
Yeah.
I mean,
he might be. We don't know.
Maybe he'll have a cameo. He is ancient, but maybe he'll show up at the counter.
But as long as we get Steve's on.
Yeah. No, let's see. There you go. Jay says go see it. Go see it on Christmas. Ignore your family and go see Anaconda.
I've not even seen it yet. And sure, should you and I be more excited for Silent Night, Deadly Night? Absolutely.
But we're not.
But, I mean, Steve Zahn's in this. Come on, guys. Anyway, yeah. Michael Dougherty's Krampus. That'll be our next episode. Garbage Day segment. Send us an email. Keep us from eating Thanksgiving-flavored Oreos.
God, please. Please.
horrorfortheholidays@gmail.com. Get in touch with us on social media, all the places, at horror for holidays. That's horror, the number four holidays. Also, if you want to get in touch with us, hashtag us, Steve Zahn and list your favorite Steve Zahn movie.
You may have noticed there's now on your podcatcher of choice, a text us option. Text us and I'll see your message pop up on my phone. Like when Jay texted me and said, what the fuck is this?
Sure did.
Yep.
I was looking at the episode. And I went, what is this text us thing?
The fuck is this? So that was our first ever fan mail. I like it.
What the fuck is this?
If it's the show. At first, I was like, because it said from West Des Moines. I'm like, that's got to be Jay. And I was like, no, maybe it's just somebody who listens to us. And they're like, what the fuck is this?
Nope.
YouTube.com/horrorfortheholidays. Check us out. Hit the bell. Hit the subscribe button. Leave us feedback in the comments. It's a good place for us to see it. Christmas Podcast Network, we're a part of it for who knows how much longer.
the more content we put out, the less likely it feels like they're going to want to keep us around.
If you have suggestions for terrible creepypastas you would like us to go over.
Yeah. Send us some bad creepypastas.
Yes, I know. There's got to be some bad ones out there I don't know about.
There's got to be, right?
I mean, there's so many. There's got to be.
I saw a thing... The famous image for the Russian sleep gas experiment is actually a Spirit Halloween animatronic. I did not know what it was from.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you go over that, Jay, real quick? How was your trip to Spirit Christmas?
Oh, it was all right.
My wife saw your picture of Spirit Christmas, and she was like, that son of a bitch.
It's pretty good. I think probably still have some things to iron out. My understanding is Spirit Halloween... when you're running a Halloween store, your biggest days are the days leading up to Halloween. Spirit Christmas, as of this recording, has probably already had their biggest day. It was probably around Black Friday.
Okay.
And it will get less and less busy as the season goes on. But some really cool, like, Christmas horror stuff. I got a Krampus mug. I thought about buying a Krampus animatronic. I did not. I don't think we'd have any room in here for that. I got like a magnet and some other stuff, and they've got it's neat. It's a neat experience. I'd love to work at one. Chatted with the lady about working at Spirit Halloween and stuff like that. And they've got a Santa in there. Maybe at some point, I don't know, some guy who watched his children get murdered by a guy dressed as Santa Claus will be working at Spirit Halloween, and then his Spirit Halloween will turn into a Spirit Christmas, and he's got to keep working there. And then one day his boss is like, Santa didn't show up, you've got to be Santa. And then he goes on a murder spree.
Man, that would be crazy if that happened, Jay. They should make that into a movie.
They should. December 12th. I don't actually know how similar the new one is going to be to the original, but boy, I'm excited to see it.
Well, there you have it, folks. Spirit Christmas review here at the end. Like we said, follow us on all the things, send us messages, reviews, 0 stars.
Oh yeah, Instagram post has all the Spirit Christmas photos.
Yes. Follow us on there too. Yeah, do that. Send us suggestions, please, for the love of God, send me email so I never have to do anything like this horrible Thanksgiving feast again.
All right. Anyways,
goodbye.
Like I said, Krampus next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.